Hello again, and welcome to the September 2021 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla. And this month, I'm going to share with you an organization, business development, design, process, structure. I guess you picked the descriptor that I used as a strategy back in my director days. And for the purpose of this podcast, let's just call the plan educationing your organization. I'm not sure that's even a word, but what we're going to call it is educationing your organization. And what does that label really mean? First, just let me say that I believe all leaders seem to have a specific mindset about how they want to develop their workforce. And as they consider options and ideas, they often borrow concepts or models from other business sectors that seem to be maybe a good fit, but appropriately leave openings for customizing it and with a lot of flexibility. Well, when I was put in that top spot way back when, I tried to create my own model for professional development. Imagine that. Maybe the innovation was kicking in even back then. But I chose to use the historic education model for describing my strategy. Okay, again, what am I really saying? Well, what I'm trying to get at is today, like I tried to explain many years ago to my initial and growing staff, that we as an organization were just starting elementary school in the world of development. That meant that we needed to begin learning how to talk together, work together, share together, create together, and yes, even play and tease each other in order to get a feel for everybody feeling safe and strong and ready to be the best in the business. Then, as we steadily developed, I talked about going into middle and high school. And this meant that we would get better at our service and focus on areas of performance that would not only get us recognized as one of the best in our field, but also would result many times in more money coming to our agency. The next level of growth, as we started to plan to go to college and at least earn our bachelor's degree in this development area. It was at these times that we began our most creative ideas and concept. We offered program and service improvement ideas, and even were given many pilot program opportunities where we set the rules. And our strength came from within our organization, because good development ideas were encouraged and supported from all levels. I believe during my time, we gained even a master's degree in organization development. Other agencies from across the state and even the U.S. asked us for help, support, ideas, and even some opportunities. We created a wonderful, diverse, and strong partnership base that allowed us to even go beyond our geographic service boundaries. It was a wonderful time. No one in our group ever allowed us to really consider that we gained a PhD status. No, our group didn't get that far. But in the world of education ranking, I am sure that we succeeded in getting ourselves a specialist degree, and that it really was somehow awarded. The simple goal of this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast is to demonstrate the importance of a vision, a visual vision that to any business and organization, it's critical. And development requires continuous learning and shared leadership, strong, fun communication, and the strength to take on calculated risks and thereby be allowed to be different. So I really hope this example of using, you know, our traditional education ranking system as an organizational development ladder has been helpful and maybe will help you too. It was a wonderful opportunity for me. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk more next month.